talk show has ever gone to such great lengths to bring back a memory. This record came out in 1975. I was 15 years old. My knowledge of music was fairly limited to what my parents listened to and then what I heard on the radio, which was pretty eclectic at the time. But I liked Benny and the Jets, and I liked by Elton John, and I liked Rock On by David Essex. And that was about it until this record. I found out about this record through a newspaper that I got a subscription to by accident from New York City called The Village Voice. And they were talking about this nascent scene at a club there that they were calling punk rock, and Patti Smith was a huge part of it. Well, she was the first of those people to release an album, and I bought it the day that it came out. Sat up all night listening to it, ate an entire bowl of cherries, threw up. There's a lot of vomit in this. I really don't throw up often. I just want to clarify. And decided that morning that I was going to dedicate my life to being in a band. I don't know, it was a very naive decision to make that I was going to dedicate my life to being in a band. I didn't even know that I could sing at that point.